The Moral is written by James E. Walton, professor of English at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
On a visit to Hiroshima Jojaquin High School, an American professor was introduced to an English teacher who, on the spot, invited the professor to teach her class. Aware that the visitor was an exchange professor at a college in Osaka and that he was a native speaker of English, the high school students applauded and, at the professor's direction, eagerly turned to a page in their textbooks to read, proud to display their reading ability in English to a gaijin, a foreigner. "Sir," the Japanese classroom teacher said to the American professor, "they don't need their textbooks. They've memorized the page." The professor stood at the podium, incredulous, as the class of nearly 50 students closed their books, folded their hands, smiled, and recited the entire page from memory. The professor thanked them in his best Japanese. The memorization was impressive. Having been to Nippon, the Japanese word for this island country, on 5 different occasions as an exchange professor and as a researcher, the professor can attest that a Westerner is likely to find many aspects of Japanese education impressive. Teachers in Japan, called sensei, are accorded an extremely high degree of admiration. Students entering the classroom bow deeply in respect to the sensei. Before each class begins, children rise in unison and thank the teacher for the honor that the teacher is about to bestow upon them. At the conclusion of every class, students stand to express their gratitude. As American educators ponder serious educational changes in this country, should they consider scrapping our faulty American educational system and taking on the Japanese model? Aside from the fundamental differences between the two countries in history, culture, and ethnic composition, there are some other real concerns. All textbooks used in Japanese elementary and secondary schools must be approved annually by the Japanese Ministry of Education. Many critics hurl charges of heavy-handed censorship at the ministry. Would American educators be willing to submit to such an authority? Grading throughout Japan is done on a uniform basis. Teacher violence, reports the Mainichi Daily News, is at an all-time high. In a 3-year period, 5 students died following excessive disciplining from teachers. 189 teachers were fired or suspended in 1 year, and another 900 teachers were reprimanded for committing violent acts against students, even though corporal punishment is against the law. Yoriko Ogula, a research analyst at Kansai Jakuin University, holds a master's degree from an American university. Writing in the College Board Review, Ogula asserts that the corporate world, once pleased with the Japanese educational system, is now calling for reform. The American professor caught up with Yoriko Ogula at a coffee shop in a bustling center of Osaka called Umeda, a short distance from where he lived in Toyonaka. Over coffee, she told the professor that industry needed more innovative, creative, and flexible citizens than what the educational system was producing. "If I had children," Ogula reflected, "I would not want them educated in Japan because critical thinking skills are not taught in this system." Kiwamo Yoshida, a professor of Japanese literature at Baika Women's College, explained that a student's social position is established upon admission to, not graduation from, college. So students who might work hard before college do little during college. The American educational system at the elementary and secondary level is badly in need of change. But we must consider carefully our unique culture, our heterogeneity, and our peculiar needs. A wholesale adoption of the Japanese educational system might not be advisable. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.